Buenas tardes. I am Dave Grishaw Jones, Senior Minister of First Congregational Church in Santa Cruz. And friends, I think we all love this Central Coast community. We love our religious and cultural diversity. We love the free thinking and iconoclastic spirit of our people. And I don't know about you, but I love our passion here on the Central Coast for the world as it can be, for the world as it should be. We also love our country here. I know that I love my country. For here in this country, we share a dream of liberty and justice for all. And that dream encumbers us. It encumbers us with a very special role in the world. I believe that we do that dream a grave disservice, and we do one another serious harm when we respond to 21st century challenges fearfully and impulsively. We can do, we must do so much better than that. I'm concerned, people of faith are obviously concerned, that we're creating a climate of fear and blame around immigration on the Central Coast, in California, and across the country. And as long as we respond fearfully and impulsively to the challenges around immigration and the real needs of immigrants among us, as long as we tear apart families and stir up a climate of fear, we do our dream a grave disservice. We're here this afternoon. I know that I'm here this afternoon to insist that we can do so much better. We can look to our religious and moral values for guidance. We can draw from our rich relationships with immigrants from all walks of life. We can apply our immense resources of reason and sobriety to the challenges at hand. As a religious leader, as a pastor, and as a Christian, I'm particularly committed to bringing our significant religious traditions to bear on these questions around immigration. In the last 5 months, my own denomination, the United Church of Christ, has spoken clearly and compellingly on just these questions. My colleague Curtis Reeder, writing to the president in April, insisted that first, the human dignity and human rights of all migrants should be respected. Regardless of their legal status, migrants, like all persons, possess inherent human dignity that should be respected, and we must develop policies that safeguard this dignity. I might add that in the Judeo-Christian moral universe, there's no such thing as an illegal person, immigrant or otherwise. You and I are children of God, period. Second, that same letter in April insisted that family unity among migrant and immigrant families should be protected and upheld. Friends, I'll add to that that in our Judeo-Christian moral universe, relationships between parents and their children are holy and honored. Relationships between husbands and wives are holy and honored. What's happened on the Central Coast this past week has desecrated that moral universe. Both Jesus and Moses taught that the truest test of an individual's faith and a people's conscience is hospitality shown to strangers. Strangers of all races, strangers in all circumstances, strangers from all lands. We can do so much better than early morning raids and sudden deportations. We must do better. I believe that we can find the critical common ground we need for these 21st century challenges. We find that common ground, though, only by returning to the higher ground of our religious and moral traditions. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice. Muchas gracias.
Thank you all.